Good morning. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Just walking in the house.
I thought you were going to miss this, but I'm glad you didn't. You're the first to arrive, actually.
Well, good. I had my physical and made it in time.
And hopefully your physical went well.
It did. And she didn't ask me about the vaccine. I was so glad.
Monica
has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anna.
We will start in about 2 minutes. I have to finish one thing. Okay, today's class is the Sefer Yehoshua. We're in chapter 23. We're going to begin at verse 14. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. When the landing page opens up, scroll down. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When the landing page opens up, you can scroll down to the matrix, and we're in row 6, the third column from the left. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Sefer Yehoshua, which is at the bottom of the book page, and we're in chapter 23. And when that opens up, open up the link to the Mahon Mamre website for Sefer Yehoshua and scroll down to the bottom for chapter 23. I'm reminding you that we're studying both chapter 23 and 24 together, and that we've read the first 13 verses of chapter 23, and now we're going to continue with verse 14 after the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Ve Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vaihino Amadunai Elohino Aleno Masei Adenu Kanane Aleno Masei Adenu Kananehu. Verse 14. Vaihine Anochi Holech Ayom Bederech Kol Haaretz Uidatem Bekol Evavchem Uvachol Nafshechem Ki lo nafal davar echad mikol hadevarim atovim asher diber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Elohechem Alechem Hakol ba'u lachem Lo nafal mimenu davar echad. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. Consider ye therefore in all your heart and in all your soul, that not one thing has failed of all the good things which Hashem your God spoke concerning you. All are come to pass to you. Not one thing has failed thereof. To put it in context, Joshua is announcing that he's leaving this frame of reference, that he's going to die in the nominal sense. And Joshua is not one who, the Torah tells us, did not die. So he did die. He's buried. We know where he's buried. But he's announcing it, which is what tzaddikim do, because they know when they're going to die. They choose the day that they leave. And people truly don't understand that. So when we read about the tzaddikim who have left a particular day, the energy of that day has a relationship to the energy of the soul of that tzaddik. And that tzaddik is there to help you during that day, because the energy of his soul or her soul is something that helps you understand the energy of the day, but also will help you cope with the energy of that day. Also, this is just a quick, the translation is probably accurate, but I'm uncomfortable with the fourth line of in the Machon Mamre in the Hebrew, the last two words, lo nafal. Nafal means falling. Lo means no. So no falling is the literal translation of those words. And the English translation is translating that as no failure. And perhaps that is the context of the Hebrew and the overall context of the verse. Because Joshua is reminding the people that whatever Hashem promised has come to pass, and nothing is missing. But it's also not completely true, because Hashem has said, I will go in front of you, and slowly, bit by bit, we will erase the seven nations that are in the land. And it has taken X number of years, and slowly those nations have been minimized and removed, but they're not completely gone. And there are 33 words, and the number 33 we've discussed before, it connects to this counting of the Omer and the holiday, semi-holiday of Lag BaOmer. It connects to Hod Shebahod in the frame of the Sefirot. Now, when we count the Omer and we get to Hod Shebahod, what is explained is that the Hod Shebahod represents the complete energy of the Torah, the light of the Torah, which is the light of the organus, totally present, but without any limitation associated with physicality. So in one sense, it's the light of the organus in potential energy, but it's more than just potential energy, but it is not fully manifested. And that's relating to what I just said, that is that not everything has been accomplished. There are 122 letters. And one of the easiest ways is to parse that number into 100 plus 22. 100 is a stage of completion, 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 22 connects to the 22, the energy of all of the vessels. So it's indicating, just as Joshua said, I'm leaving, and everything Hashem has promised you has come to pass, yet it's not yet totally complete, but it's a partially complete, and that's represented by the 122. Verse 15. Wehaya kasherba. Alehem kol hadavar, atov asher diber, Adonai yohe wahe, adanu yo, yoahe dawanu heyo, Elohechem alehem, gain yavio, Adonai yohe wahe, adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo, alehem et kol hadavar hara. Ad hashmido odchem me'al ha'adama, atova hazot asher natan lachem Adonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo, Elohechem. And it shall come to pass that as all the good things are come upon you of which Hashem your God spoke to you, so shall Hashem bring upon you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land, which Hashem your God has given you. Now that's a wonderful verse. It's a prophecy. In the way the English is translated, I'm not sure it's true in the Hebrew, but the way the English is translated, there's no give or take here. It will come to pass that you'll get all the good things, and it will come to pass that the land is going to vomit you out, and that Hashem is going to make sure you have to leave. Now, we can understand that the way the prophets or the way the teachers, the Torah teachers, teach the concept of, because we did sins, we have to be thrown out of the land, vomited out of the land is the Hebrew phraseology. Literally, they say vomit, the land vomits you out. But there is another way of understanding that as well, which is Hashem's plan of creation is that you have to be in the land, appreciate the land, and then lose it, so that you go out and spread yourselves among all of the 70 nations, and then act as a light to those nations by continuing to be spiritual beings in a world of physicality. And so all of these centuries, we have been teaching the other nations that the primary aspect is spirituality. The primary issue is connecting to Hashem. The primary issue is to treat people with good deeds. And that is why the land vomited you out, because that is the plan of creation. So that these are different ways of understanding it. And with this verse, where it's being said as a prophecy, it doesn't say anything about sinning, does it? It says you're going to enjoy the land, and then you're going to lose the land. Verse 16. Be'avrichem et brit Adonai Yo-he-wah-hei Adanu-yo Yo-ah-he-da-wanu-hei-yo Elohechem Asher tziva etchem wahalachtem wa'avatem Elohim acherim v'hishtachavitem lachem v'chara af Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo Bachem li'avatem mehera me'al haaretz atova asher natan lachem. When you transgress the covenant of Hashem, your God, which He commands you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then shall the anger of Hashem be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which He has given unto you. So most people reading these two verses, 15 and 16, will tie it together. You're only going to be thrown off the land because of the effect of what you do. But there has to be a reason why verse 15 stands separate from verse 16. And that essentially there are times when we are thrown off the land because of our sinning, because of our actions of the desire to receive for oneself alone, because of our actions of not paying attention to what Hashem tells us to do as recommendations. But there are other times where we're thrown off the land because there are sparks of souls for us to elevate. And those souls can only be elevated by me and you and the other people who are thrown off the land. And that's why we have so many Israelis, people born in Israel, who leave Israel. And even then, it's described as the land has vomited them out. But they leave to come earn a living. They leave because they think they have a better life outside of Israel. But if they then do tshuva, they then become more religious. I really shouldn't say religious. They become more connected to Hashem, and they finished elevating the sparks that they were sent out of the land to do. Then they will have a thought. And the Zohar says when a person born in Israel has left the land, and then he has a thought, it's time to return to Israel. It's an indication that he should go back. He should do Aliyah. When he came down, he was vomited out. When he goes back, he makes Aliyah. Just like you and I who were not born in Israel make Aliyah. But the understanding is very clear that this Israeli who was vomited out by the land, when his sparks are elevated, the sparks that only he can elevate, he will get that thought. This is what the Zohar teaches. He will get that thought, and it is time for him to go back, because there's no reason any longer for him to be out of the land. Does anybody have any questions before we start chapter 24? Chapter 24, verse 1. Just so you have it in mind, we're not going to finish chapter 24 today. If I remember correctly, it's 33 verses long. Chapter 24, verse 1. Vayesof Yehoshua et kol shivtei Yisrael Sheikhma shekema vayikra lezikne Yisrael urashav ushoftav ushot rav vayitzevu And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before Hashem. There are 16 words, which we know the number 16 connects to the sharing energy of the Hashem's name, Yud and Vav. There are 80 letters indicating that the sharing is going to come through speech. And it's obvious that's what Joshua is going to be doing. He's going to tell people that he's leaving, which he started already in chapter 23. And now he's going to tell people what he needs to tell them, which according to the Zohar and the Kabbalah, on the last day of a person's life, they have the opportunity and responsibility to reveal all of the light that they have not yet revealed in their lifetime, so that when they leave, they're complete. Verse 2. Vayomer Yehoshua el kol ha'am, ko amar Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo, Elohe Yisrael be'ever hanahar, yo yashbu avotechem. Me'olam terach avi Avraham va'avi Nachor va'yavdu Elohim acherim. And Joshua said to all the people, thus says Hashem, the God of Israel, your fathers dwelt of old time beyond the river, even Terach, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. There are 23 words, which connects to the missing letter of the Aleph Bet. When I say it's a missing letter, it's going to be revealed by the Mashiach. Ninety-four letters connects to the idea of the doorway to righteousness. And that's kind of what's being expressed in this verse that Joshua is speaking. He's bringing the mistake that Terach made, and he recognized the idol worshiping that they were doing was wrong, and he's reminding the people through this metaphor of Terach not to do idol worship. Verse 3. Et Abraham me'ever anahar. Va'olech oto b'kol eretz k'na'an va'arbe et saro va'eten lo et Yitzhak. There's one word in this verse that has a hey at the end of the word when it's spoken, but doesn't have the hey when it's written. And the word means, wa'erev means, and evening. But why is the hay written but not, or spoken but not written? It has to do with the idea of going in the direction of evening, going in the direction of darkness. Now, I haven't read the translation, so let's read it and see what it says. And I took your father Abraham. From beyond the river, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. So the translation of Be'erev is not evening, or in the direction of evening. Because it's translation in this, it's using that word, the Erev, or the Arveh, as multiplying, of growing. Now, it may be correct translation. I don't speak Hebrew well enough to know. But essentially, there's much to learn from the whenever you see the written Torah being different than the oral Torah. Verse 4. Va'eten le'Yitzhak et Yaakov et Esav va'etev le'Esav et Har Seir la'reshet oto v'Yaakov uvanav yardu Mitzrayim. And I gave unto Isaac, Jacob, and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. And Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. Does this sound like a history lesson? But it's much more than that. It's a history lesson, but it's also describing the effects of energy. There are 17 words indicating goodness. Obviously, this process of these children and what they received from Hashem, like Mount Seir, and going down to Egypt is part of the process of creating goodness, of being happy. We have to learn how to do this when we go into Egypt, into narrowness. When it seems to us to be a horrible event, a painful event, we have to learn to be happy because the 17 words is describing goodness to us. There are 64 letters, which is Samach Dalet. Samach Dalet is the word Sod without the Vav. The word Sod means secret. Another way of understanding Samach Dalet is a doorway to support. So the effect of going down to Egypt may have seemed like it was difficult, but that's That's actually the way Hashem supported us. The beginning of that support required us to grow into a nation, and we could only grow into a nation in a pressure cooker. The fifth verse.
Ve'eshlach et Moshe v'et Aharon v'egof et Mitzrayim kasher asiti b'kirbo v'achar hotzeiti etchem.
And I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did in the midst thereof. And afterwards, I brought you out. These are 14 words, which is connecting to King David and manifestation, Malchut. One of the things that you need to realize to help you understand what the Kabbalah teaches us. As I read this verse, what jumped out to me was the phrase, and I plagued Egypt. It's history. Yes, it's history. But it's so much more. And what more is it? The word plague and the idea of plaguing Egypt, when we read that, we're receiving the vaccine or we're receiving the energy that will cause the plagues in Egypt will cause us to, we will receive the energy to be able to plague those that we need to plague and receive the energy to protect ourselves from plagues that come upon the earth. So there's a pandemic going around. This is a verse that I would recommend you do use as a repetitive phrase. Use this phrase because that language, that effort, that energy is going to help you protect yourself from coming down with the plague. Now, I am not saying don't get the vaccine, but I'm also not saying get the vaccine. These are personal choices that people need to make. Verse 6.
Wao tzio et avotechem. Mimitraim Watavo Ayama Vayir Defu Mitraim Ahare Avotechem Berekehu Farashim Yamsu.
And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and with horsemen unto the Yam Suf, the Sea of End. And again, we have 14 words showing this is a manifesting energy. There are 68 letters, and the number 68 connects to the word Chaim, which means living or lives. English translation, We already read the English translation, so we'll move on to verse 7. Wayitzaku el Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Vayasem Me'afel Beinechem Uvein Hamitzrim Vyave Alav Et Hayam Vaykaseihu Watirena Einechem Et Asher Asiti B'Mitzrayim Vateshbu Bamidbar Yamim Rabim. And when they cried out unto Hashem, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness many days. We discussed 23 in an earlier verse today. It connects to the missing letter of the Hebrew Aleph Bet. Verse 8. Vaviechem el eretz ha'emori ha'yoshev be'ever ha'yarden v'yelachamu etchem v'etein otam v'yechem v'tirshu et artzam v'yashbiden Mifnechem. And I brought you unto the land of the Amorites that dwelt beyond the Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and you possessed their land, and I put destroyed them from before you. And there are 18 words connecting to life, chai. You have a Hebrew word that exchanges a letter aleph, the way it's spoken, but the letter mem, the way it's written. What's the difference in the meaning of those words? The way it's written, it's the word is and going in the direction of the Father. The way it's spoken, and Father. And 85 letters means connects to the mouth. So 18 words and 85 letters is telling us that life comes from the mouth, and that this verse has the energy of life coming from the mouth. So it's not just a history lesson, although that's what it seems on the physical level. Verse 9. Vayakam Balak ben Tzippor melech Yomoav Vayilachem v'Yisrael Vayishlach v'yikra Levilam ben Beor Lakalel etchem. Then Balak, the son of Tzippor, the king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel. And he sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. Fifteen words connecting to the upper worlds of Yud and He. Did I not count the words? Fifty-eight letters connects to the Hebrew word Nun Chet, which spells Noah, which means comfort. The 15 letters, the upper worlds, will always give you comfort if you can connect to them. But in reverse order, it stands for Chachma Nestar. And Chachma Nestar is revealed wisdom. And that's also true. The upper worlds is where the revealed wisdom is to be found. We'll do one more verse today. Verse 10. Wolo aviti lishmo alvilam vaivare baruch etchem v'yatzil etchem miyado. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he even blessed you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Now, Joshua is the one speaking. But is Joshua saying that he delivered the nation out of the hands of Balaam? He was instrumental, but he didn't do it. Hashem did it. Hashem is doing everything. We just talked about the 15 words. My mistake, I counted verse 9, it's verse 10. There are 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. Two letters connecting to the energy of creation, the Anabakoach. We are going to stop here, as I said. We're almost out of time. Does anybody have any questions? We have two more verses. I don't mean verses. We have two more classes. Our 4:30 class for a deep Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar at 7 p.m. I would bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful afternoon. And I disconnect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
I thought I had disconnected. I'm sorry. You all have a beautiful day.
Just takes time to unconnect.
To unmute.
Mute, yeah.
So, did anybody have any questions? Did I miss them or?
No, sir.
Okay. Have a beautiful afternoon. We'll speak again soon.
Okay. Thank you. Shalom.